Good morning. Welcome to the Community Connection. I'm Tom Levine. In the studio with me today, I have Dr. Scott England. Do I call you doctor or do I call you Scott?
I would just call me Scott.
Okay. I'm always, you know, self-conscious about
I think I've hit a certain number of Community Connections. I think it should definitely be Scott.
Scott. Okay. Okay. So, Scott, from the District 112 superintendent, how are things going for registration so far?
Going really well. We had, I feel, a great registration, a good turnout, a lot of new students coming in. I think about a little over 20 per building, new students registering. So that's good news.
Okay.
And, you know, still have late registration going on until August, but we say that. We'll take you whenever.
You call the school and you can make an arrangement to get registered.
You can, yep. Or you can stop by either school every day from 8 to noon.
Okay.
And they'll have packets ready. But we have, like, I took a call the other night. It was like 3:30, 4 o'clock from an individual who works out of town. Doesn't get off till 3. And so I took her name and number and then we contact her and we'll make several arrangements to get the packet to you or to do something. We want to get your child registered.
And you have to be 5 by September 1st to be in kindergarten, right?
Correct. Yep.
Okay. All right. District 112, that's Northside and Center Street here in Fairfield. And we're going to talk to Dr. Scott England, or Scott as I know him, in just a few moments.
Budget doesn't have to be a scary word. Here to explain why is money expert Dave Ramsey with today's Ramsey Reality Check.
Every month, before the month begins, sit down and spend every dollar on paper on purpose. This is called a budget. Give every dollar a name. Then you stick to that budget. If you don't have the money in a category, you don't spend the money. You have to make your money behave. Otherwise, it'll get away from you. The first step in your journey begins by tuning in to your home for the Dave Ramsey Show in Fairfield, WFIW AM 1390 and 103.3 FM.
We are back on the Community Connection. We are talking to Scott England from Northside and Center Street Schools here in Fairfield. So registration is still sort of underway. The bulk of it was done earlier this month, right?
Yeah. So middle of July, we had our, I guess what we would call our formal registration, where we had, it was Tuesday and Wednesday, and, you know, we had Iconic out there taking pictures. So always, that's one of my favorite things about registration that we do here, that in the previous schools I worked at, we didn't have that opportunity. But, you know, Iconic comes, you can have your picture taken. So, like, my wife was out of town. She had a doctor's appointment. She's like, well, you got to take the kids to get their picture taken. But she was able to get them all ready, and then they took the pictures, and I said, I need to look at those. And so, you know,
since I have strict instructions.
Yeah, since they're right there, you know, they call me back, and they're like, oh, yeah, you know, take a look at the pictures. So I'm like, snap with my phone and send it to my wife, who's, you know, out of town. I'm like, what do you think of this? And she's like, it looks good. And so now, you know, even I can successfully get my child's photo taken. And, you know, if their eyes are closed, or we did a couple, like for my son, and I know some other families did it. My son wears glasses, mm-hmm. and he wanted to do one with, one without. And then, so then I took him, you know, to the back of the camera. I'm like, which one do you like? And so he was able to pick. It's a great thing having a photo studio like Iconic to come out and be able to do that.
Oh, okay. All right. So, is all the work done in the old gymnasium at Center Street?
Yeah, yes and no. So the work is done. It has been sandblasted. It has been primed. It has been painted, and it looks beautiful. The remaining work, so we're getting a new scoreboard. The scoreboards that were in there were old. I can't even put an age to them. Plus
they were there when I was there.
They've been there a while. Okay.
Yeah.
We'll say that. And they were wired, and the connections were getting bad. And so sometimes, like, we did a Colts backer tournament this past March, and occasionally the buzzer would just go off, but it wasn't the end of a quarter or anything. It was like middle of play.
Surprise.
Yeah, and we can't have that. So we got a new scoreboard, and it's the auxiliary gym. So we only needed one, and so we're going to put it on the east wall so you can stand at the entrance and be able to see what the score is or what the time is. And then got a new flag to hang up there, and working on new wall mats, and going to try to the wall mats we have. They're not only outdated, but they're ripped and just, you know, they have a lot of signs of wear. So working with a couple different companies to get quotes to have kind of a matching wall mat that we have from the new gym.
Oh, okay.
And then once we do that, we're just
It'll
about
look brand
done.
New.
Yeah, it really will. The last thing we need to do, I don't know if we'll get done this year or next year. You know, the old gym has the stage.
Yes.
And it has a curtain that looks very outdated too. Just it's a maroon color, and it's just that heavy, what is it, velvet, I guess it is. We would like to modernize that a little bit. And I'd like to eventually see the stage put back into use for certain things. I know come December, Studio H will be holding an event there. Mm-hmm. So, and I think they're going to use the stage.
Okay.
I think, you know, that's great.
All right. Have you got the teachers back into classrooms? Ooh. What changes are in store for teachers in the classrooms this year?
Well,
they've all been redone.
The classrooms have been refinished. I mean, I know I was here the last time, I think, right at the end of school, we were starting into summer maintenance and gave a shout out to the maintenance guys. And it was, you know, it was definitely well deserved because they every year go above and beyond. The classrooms just look amazing. Actually had a couple people out from Iconic yesterday to do a photo shoot for just different banners for like job fairs and everything to highlight not only the school but also the community to get, you know, new teachers and recruit, you know, the best. And they walked in, they're like, look at these floors. And they said, are these, they were looking at the stairs and like, are these new? I'm like, no, that's what they look like before we have feet trot over them every day for the next half a year. So classrooms are ready. The teachers will be in classrooms very soon, probably within a week. I've seen a couple trickle in and out, and you know, it's a difficult time as, you know, as a teacher. Whenever I before I moved down here, summer maintenance, I appreciated it, and I appreciated the summer guys. But man, whenever I couldn't get into the school or I couldn't get in my classroom, it absolutely drove me nuts. So I know what they're going through. But as I look. Just left Northside today and was over at Center Street last night. You know, certain main hallways are blocked off, and so you can't get in. But we're finishing up the hallways, and once we're done with hallways, then it's time to open up the doors, get back in, and get prepped.
Okay. We are talking to Dr. Scott Englund, the superintendent at Northside and Center Street Schools, District 112 here in Fairfield. And we will be back in just a few moments with more.
I'm Mike Wraith, and I get 2 minutes every morning. The goal is to make you think about a local, state, or national story. I give you my honest take, and it always contains my opinion. You may not agree. That's okay. Good people can disagree on issues and still be respectful. I love it when my commentary spawns a good debate. Talk isn't always cheap. It plays weekdays here on the station listened to, not just heard. Thank you for listening.
We are back on the Community Connection. We are talking to Dr. Scott Englund from the Northside and Center Street Schools, District 112. All right, I've seen the talk on Facebook, and the talk goes like this. My kid has room such and such. Does anybody know who's teaching in that class?
Yeah.
So you would be the guy who would know.
I would be. But I will say this, and this is in all sincerity, that you know, I cannot log in and see my child's schedule or my daughter's teacher. So,
oh, okay,
I'm with everybody. But you know, I did see that, and I know it's frustrating. It's an exciting time for students to know who their new teacher is going to be, and for parents to see, you know, where their child's going to be and do they have any friends. I get that, but at the same time, you know, any more a school district needs flexibility to be able to look at all of your students registering, who's registered, and this, that, and the other, and then be able to compile your list or your schedule based off that to make sure that the assignments you have are best for students. And so, you know, when we're holding registration in the middle of July, it's very difficult to know without seeing everybody that's registered or who's moving in or all of that on where the best placement is going to be. And so, you know, kind of, I know it's been the past experience here in Fairfield that at registration you find out the assignment. But in the two schools I worked at before as a teacher, like I never even got my class list before August.
Okay.
And sometimes, you know, I had just a week and a half, 2 weeks to prepare with student names. So I understand why that was now with having that flexibility. So we're going to have assignments out by the end of the last week of July. So it would be like August 2nd. And we'll be able to have everything out and available. And, you know, it's just, it's one of those things that it's difficult to get used to. It's change, and I get it.
Uh-huh.
But it's not a bad change. And we'll get the lists out there.
Okay, so where will the parents get the lists?
So they we, through our texting management system, will send out an all call to parents that are all signed up for that, and it will say that student lists are now available through Skyward, which is the student management, student software, I guess, that we use.
Right.
There's an app. So if you're a parent or a guardian and you don't have the app, it's available on iTunes and Google Play. And actually, I have somewhere on the Facebook pages for Center Street Northside is a tutorial that I ran through and record and put out there on how to get the app and how to use it. It's a very cool app. But you'll be able to log in and see schedules and homerooms and everything like that.
Oh, okay. So once August 2nd rolls around and everything, so on the kids who have registered, they have a classroom number. Is that the classroom that they'll be reporting to, or will they get a class assigned to them on August 2nd?
No, they'll have, there'll be, on August 2nd, they should be able to log in. They'll see their room number, but it'll also be accompanied by the teacher that's in that room.
Oh, okay. All right. So you haven't assigned teachers aren't in specific rooms anymore?
They are. and if you have had teachers in the past, I mean, you can probably figure out,
you can,
I guess,
figure it out, huh?
The rooms.
Okay.
But no, everything should be available August 2nd.
You didn't renumber the rooms or anything?
No, we did not go through and renumber the rooms. Definitely not. But August 2nd, of course, you know, you have to be registered to get that. So if you haven't registered, you need to make sure that you're registered by then so we can get you put into to a classroom.
And kids are so interconnected these days. I'm sure they know who's in their class already.
Oh, I'm sure whenever they come out and my son can see his schedule, he'll be an eighth grader at Center Street, and he'll be trying to figure out who's in what and everything.
Did you get room 21? Did you catch?
So, but yeah, so that's the reason. We did it last year, and last year was kind of a trial to see how it went, but it was also because we made that switch to Skyward last year. So we needed that flexibility. No, this year it's still just giving us that opportunity to make sure that everything's double checked, triple checked, and that's the reason.
All right. So, first day of school is when?
For teachers, it's August 14th, and that's a Wednesday. And then first day for students, for attending, is Friday, August 16th. So we do have our sneak peek at both schools on Wednesday, August 14th, from 4 to 6 p.m.
Okay. So what's the sneak peek?
The sneak peek is the opportunity to come in and see your classroom, meet your teacher, if you come to sneak peek at Center Street and you're 6th, 7th, or 8th grader, that's a chance to get your lock, and then you can start practicing your lock because now you've got a locker and you've got to master the turn right, turn left, pass the first number, turn back right, stop, open.
Right.
before it becomes just ingrained and it's just that you can do it in your sleep. It's
right.
Now your time to get it and start practicing.
So that first day of school, you're not stuck at your locker going, what's the number?
That's right. So, you know, you can have someone that comes with you sneak peek to give it a shot. And, you know, I can't remember. It took my son a little bit to get it. But, okay. Yeah, it's just a good time to see the school, to see the setup. It's also, you know, you see your friends coming back and mm-hmm. everything like that.
Mm-hmm. Talk about what happened during the summer
yeah.
that you haven't talked about on Facebook.
Yeah, that's right.
Or
through gaming.
Yeah.
You know, everything's
Discord.
Connected through gaming now.
Yeah. All right. We are talking to Dr. Scott Englund. We will be back in just a few moments to talk more about Center Street Northside Schools here on WFIW.
Fried chicken? Love it. That's a topic on the show about absolutely nothing. We call it morning coffee. We even give you the opportunity to chime in. There really isn't anything like this. It's about nothing. And we invite a guest to take the rudderless ride along with us. That's Morning Coffee, weekdays between 8 and 9 on the station listened to, not just heard, 104.9 FM WFIW. Or you can find our shows archived and streaming live on WFIWradio.com.
We are back on the Community Connection. We are talking to Scott Englund, Dr. Scott Englund from District 112 here in Fairfield. That's Northside and Center Street Schools. Getting ready for sneak peek is Wednesday, August 14th, and the first day for students is Friday the 16th. And so how many new teachers you got this year?
I have 3 new teachers and 4 new paraprofessionals.
Okay. 3 new teachers?
3 new teachers. So I have Shelby Livesay, third grade teacher.
And she's transferring in from Jeff.
She is, as is Bryce Cavacci, who is now Center Street Physical Education.
Okay.
And
he can be basketball coach, too?
He will be basketball and baseball coach.
Okay.
Yep, which baseball tryouts, 30th and 31st of July.
Okay.
And call Center Street for more details. And Robert Black will be 6th grade English Language Arts teacher, and he is a 10-year veteran from Grayville High School.
Okay.
So he taught a little bit of history and English language arts over there. So he will be joining us this year.
Okay. Are they? Have you heard from any of the three of them? Are
they? Oh yeah.
Anxious to find their rooms.
And they've seen them. So which, you know, Bryce has the gems, but brought Mr. Black in so he could see his room early on. And okay. then also looked to see if he wanted anything painted. We were doing a little bit of work in there, and so we told him if he wanted to paint, we could do that while we were in there. And then Mrs. Livesay, she came in. She's got some of her stuff moved in. We got her since she was transferring in from another school and had a lot of stuff to bring in. After we got her room done, mm-hmm. she was able to move in and get a little stuff. The room's not set up, but she was able to get some
but
of her
it's
stuff.
There.
Yeah, moved in.
All right. And we just had your board meeting was earlier yep. this week or early last week. And we had an announcement that you have a retirement coming up.
I do.
Or an intent to retire, which means I'm going to retire at some point.
Yes.
And this is the point I'm choosing.
So intent to retire came from our bookkeeper, Kathy Schmitz. And Kathy... I would be the 4th superintendent that Kathy has worked under. I am not brave enough to ask her to rank them. But you know what? She wouldn't do it because she hasn't spoken an ill word of any of the superintendents. But
okay.
she was hired by Hank Hannigan in 1992 and has served as the bookkeeper since then. And so her and I, we've been talking. Actually, Kathy came to me before I took over as superintendent and said that her original plan was to retire when Z retired, but that when that time came, she wasn't sure if she was ready. And, you know, even though I hadn't been a superintendent, I knew how important the bookkeeper was, and I said, Kathy, if we could keep you on and so you can help me through this transition, like, you know.
If it doesn't feel right for you.
Yeah, then it's definitely not right.
Right.
I mean, because let's face it, a bookkeeper's job is basically to make a superintendent look good.
Okay.
So, you know, she was excited that I wanted her to stay on, and I was thrilled that she reconsidered. We've had a great first year. She definitely helped me in learning more about the district side of, you know, finances and human resources and all of that, as well as, you know, not only just district trends, but state trends. And, you know, I think she'll tell you that district trends have been good. State trends do nothing but cause her headache and stress. So, but, and the state continues to make that, which, you know, probably was kind of what the ultimate factor was to decide that it was time to retire. Okay. And so, but she would like to finish out this year. And so her official intent to retire is June 30th of 2020. And that will get us through this current fiscal year. And so our plan is we'll have an advertisement out real soon to begin our search for the next bookkeeper. And then I don't have specific details, but we'll hire during this year so they can begin training with Kathy. Because, I mean, like I said, Kathy has that knowledge from 1992. And it's just, it's amazing to just ask her questions on the history of something. And,
right.
And if she can't deliver that information right away, mm-hmm. she's got kind of this, which I know it's radio, nobody can see me, but it's kind of like a snap of the finger and like a finger in the air, like a one moment I know, and you can see, and then she's up and over to wherever it is, and she can pull out the information. And so, like, I have not found anything that I could stump her on. And there's been times where I thought, okay, I've got her now, and then she comes in with like a history. Well, you know, back in, because not only does she know everything from 1992, but she knows what happened before then, just, you know, as part of the job and going back. So
right.
It's a big loss for the district. It's one of those, I sent out a memo to the staff that, you know, every now and then in life we're dealt one of those hands in which we're both sad, but yet we're really happy. And mm-hmm. Kathy retiring is one of those, because we're sad and we're having a giant pity party for ourselves, but at the same time, we're super ecstatic that she's moving to the next chapter of her life after, you know, 40 plus years in the workforce. Now she's retiring, and okay. she's going to get to enjoy that. So we're happy for her. But.
So who's in charge of the retirement party?
Oh, I hope not me, but we'll get something for
okay.
sure.
All right. We've got baseball practice coming up.
Yeah.
Is that the first sport of the season?
So we start three sports in the fall right off around the same time, and that is baseball, softball, and cross country. So baseball and softball have tryouts. I think they usually run at the same time, 30th and 31st. No tryouts for cross country, and the first practice is July. It's Monday, the last Monday in July.
July 29th.
Is that today?
Yeah, that's today.
Okay. There you go. So I hope they made it. If not, go tomorrow. Practice starts at 7. Coach Merritt meets everybody out at Leo French Park.
Okay. All right. Anything else we need to talk about?
Oh, man. We don't have enough time to talk about all the great things we're doing, but maybe you can invite me back and we can talk okay. about more great things the
all
district's
right.
doing.
We'll schedule something here in just a moment. that is Dr. Scott Englund from Fairfield's District 112, that's Center Street Northside Schools. Again, the preview is on August 14th. That's 4 o'clock to 9?
4 to 6.
4 to 6. 4 to 6. And, you know, turn a 6 upside
yeah,
down.
Yeah, there you go.
And the first day for students is Friday, August the 16th. Thanks for coming out.
Hey, thanks for having me.
All right. That's it for today.